listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Prime Minister's confirmed the French man, dubbed Bollard Man, who fought off the Bondi Junction attacker, has been issued with a permanent residency visa. The same's being offered to security guard Mohamed Taha. A Port Hedland councillor is set to face a no-confidence motion next week. Adrian McRae to be the focus of Monday night's meeting after making headlines for his praising of Russian President Vladimir Putin's election win. The meeting aims to demonstrate that Mr. McRae's views are his own and not endorsed by the town council. Teachers across the state will down tools on Tuesday and go on strike, calling for better pay and conditions. Premier Roger Cook says plans are in place to keep classes open in some capacity.
The understanding I have at this stage is that all schools will be able to look after the children, albeit under some adjusted arrangement. Every parent should be aware that they should send their child to school.
Some mine site workers are submitting earth samples in a bid to understand what type of fibrous minerals they're working with. Asbestos Diseases Society of Australia calling for a review into testing standards to identify how much and what type of fibre workers are being exposed to rather than measuring particles in the air. CEO Melita Markey says they want regulators to hear from workers about their concerns.
The workers are reporting to us that they're being told they're working with fibrous minerals, but they're not being told what type, and they have concerns about that. They'd like to know more. They'd like to have access to make sure that they can shower.
In sport, the Northwest Open is set to make a splash in Karratha from Monday. Swimmers from across the region are set to take on the pools, with qualifying times potentially streamlining athletes to compete in state or national events. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.